Mara had just pulled off her boots in preparation for bed when the deck seemed to shiver beneath her feet. She paused, stretching out to the force, all her senses alert. Luke? Yes, he murmured. Feels like something's funny going on with the engines. They've picked up a wobble, Mara said, flipping her legs up over the edge of the bed and rolling across to Luke's side, the side that had the comm panel. Stretching out, she jabbed the button. Command Center, this is Jedi Skywalker. What's going on?
There is nothing to be worried about, Jedi Skywalker,
a Chiss voice answered.
There is a problem with the control lines to the aft end of the vessel. Stay in your quarters.
There was a click as the connection was cut from the other end. I can hear the soothing tones of General Drask's voice in that order, Luke said, grabbing his shirt and starting to put it back on. We're going to check it out anyway? Mara asked, rolling back to where she'd left her boots. Actually, I was thinking we might try a different approach, Luke said, finishing with his shirt and reaching for his lightsaber. We've already seen one noisy diversion aboard this ship, and there's a lot of the same smell to this one. I agree, Mara said, picking up her own lightsaber. He said the problem is aft. We go forward? Right, Luke said. You've been studying the ship. What's up there someone might be interested in? All sorts of good stuff, she told him. Forward navigational sensors, meteor defense systems, shield generators, some crew quarters, and bulk storage. Including food? Right, Mara said. Here's the plan, Luke said. You head for the bow along the main starboard corridor, watching for anyone or anything suspicious. I'll backtrack past the Jeroen shuttle, see if there's any unusual activity in that area, then cross over to port side and check out the Imperial's transport. If everything looks okay, I'll head forward along the port side corridor and meet you at the bow. Sounds good, Mara said. See you there. And watch yourself. You too. The starboard corridor was largely deserted as Mara made her way forward, her senses alert for trouble. She was nearly to the bow when the corridor lights abruptly went out. She froze in her tracks, pressing her back against the side wall in a pocket of shadow thrown by a misaimed emergency light. Wisps of sensation seemed to swirl around her as she stretched out with the force, marking the presence of thoughts and emotions somewhere ahead. Someone was definitely moving around nearby. Maybe two someones. Maybe even three. And then, from a side corridor in that direction, came a barely audible clink, as if someone had brushed the bulkhead with something hard. Holding her lightsaber ready, she slipped toward the archway leading into the corridor, keeping to the shadows as much as she could. There was another faint clink as she reached the archway, this one much closer. She pressed her back to the wall and lifted her lightsaber high, thumb ready on the activator. For a second, she held the pose. Then, in a sudden smooth surge of motion, she swung around, igniting her lightsaber as she rotated, and planted herself in combat stance squarely in the center of the archway, to find herself facing an Imperial stormtrooper as he simultaneously swung out from behind a coolant pump into the same stance, his Blastech E-11 pointed squarely back at her. The stormtrooper snapped the muzzle of his weapon upward away from her.
Jedi Skywalker, my apologies.
No problem, Mara said, fighting the words out through a momentarily stiff throat as she closed down her lightsaber. What are you doing here?
Commander Fell heard of the problem with the ship's engines and ordered me to secure the bow from potential danger. You?
Same thing, Mara said, peering down the darkened corridor over his shoulder. You find anything?
Nothing. My intention was to continue forward and check the shield generators.
Fine, Mara said. We'll go together. Without asking, he stepped past her and moved into point position. In silence, they continued forward. They had gone perhaps 10 more meters when Mara caught a glimpse of something ahead. Hold, she murmured.
We're looking through the archway into the shield generator room. That was a reflection from the generator shell.
Right, Mara agreed. A reflection off the semispherical cap of the shield generator meant someone was inside the room, moving port and possibly aft. Unfortunately, there were three other exits from the compartment in that direction. Three possible ways out, with only her and one stormtrooper available to cover them all. Except that Luke should be on his way toward that far port side exit.
Luke,
she sent out the mental call.
Coming,
the reply came, accompanied by a glimpse of the port side corridor. All right, she murmured to the stormtrooper. You keep going straight ahead. Make sure he doesn't double back and get out through the starboard archway up there. If it looks like you can do it without risking him getting behind you, go ahead and sweep him portside. I'll head back to that last cross corridor and try to cut him off before he can get out through the monitor room.
Acknowledged.
Lifting his Blastech, he moved cautiously forward. Mara didn't wait to see how he fared, but turned and moved as quickly and silently as possible back to the cross corridor. She'd gone maybe 5 steps when the whole thing fell completely apart. From somewhere ahead came a sharp shout and the sudden scuffle of running feet. Breathing a curse, Mara ducked ahead around the next jog in the corridor, coming into view of the generator room exit, just in time to see the reflected blue flash of a Chiss-Cherrick heat weapon. Someplace in the distance, over the ruckus, she heard the distinctive snap hiss of Luke's lightsaber. Sprinting to the doorway, she ducked through. There was just the briefest flicker of warning, and she barely got her lightsaber ignited in time to block another Cherrick blast that would have burned her upper right shoulder if it had gotten through.
Halt!
A harsh Chiss voice countered.
Identify!
Who do you think? Mara shot back. How many people have you got aboard with lightsabers? Very well, Jedi Skywalker, the Chiss said in a somewhat more polite tone. Come forward. Warily, Mara stepped into the room. Over by the starboard shield generator to her right were 2 armed Chiss, dressed in leisure clothing, apparently having come straight from the crew quarters a couple of corridors away. Behind them was the stormtrooper she'd sent in, his Blastech held in ready position across his chest. She turned her head to her left. At the far end of the generator room, Luke was coming toward the party from the port side archway, his lightsaber blade looking brighter than usual in the gloom. And in the long gap between Luke and the Chiss, standing straight and tall and yet looking strangely vulnerable and forlorn, was Dean Jinsler.